Activists protest Trevor Phillips's role in ethnic minority deaths review over his Islamophobia. By Victoria Friedman on April 29, 2020. Activists are pressuring the government to expel Trevor Phillips, the former chairman of the Equality and Human Rights Commission, from an inquiry into the high proportion of Black and minority ethnic BAME deaths due to coronavirus, due to allegations he is Islamophobic. The conservative peer Baroness Saida Warsi and crossbench peer Lord Simon Woolley wrote in The Guardian on Tuesday that a growing number of BAME groups and individuals are struggling to find the trust and confidence in Mr. Phillips. Phillips was suspended from the Labour Party last month over allegations he had made racist statements about Muslims. Warsi and Woolley went on to quote BAME organizations demanding the former Equalities chief be fired. Notably, a letter sent by 16 associations representing tens of thousands of Black and ethnic minority medics said that Public Health England (PHE) should withdraw the participation of the anti-racism campaigner and instead find a suitable candidate who would be trusted by healthcare professionals from a BAME background. Another letter signed by 100 members of Influencer, a group of professional Black British women, claimed Mr. Phillips has a recent history of discarding the very real issues and consequences of structural racism in the UK. The Muslim Council of Britain, MCB, which a government report found had links with the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood, has also objected to Mr. Phillips' involvement. While Labour MP Nez Shah claimed his appointment was an insult to the memory of the numerous Muslims who have lost their lives, and also an insult to those Muslims who continue to serve on the front line at NHS hospitals. Mr. Phillips is known for having popularized the term Islamophobia after commissioning the Runnymede report into anti-Muslim prejudice in the UK in 1997. However, in 2016, the former EHRC chief admitted that Muslims had failed to integrate into British society after a poll revealed widespread opinions amongst the country's adherents of Islam which are incompatible with a liberal, democratic society. The commentator also acknowledged the deeply ingrained sexism that runs through Britain's Muslim communities that resulted in grooming gangs in towns like Rotherham and Rochdale. Later, he condemned the proposed new definition of Islamophobia as a bully's charter used to censor criticism of Islam and criticized the BBC for its whitewashing of black-on-black stabbings. It was after his recent attacks on Labour that his own party branded him an Islamophobe. Phillips, a Labour member for 40 years, was a vocal critic of former leader Jeremy Corbyn's handling of the anti-Semitism scandal in Labour, writing in July 2019 that the party's inaction on institutional anti-Jewish hatred in Labour was shameful. In early March 2020, Labour suspended Mr. Phillips, alleging that he had use of language which targets or intimidates members of ethnic or religious communities, or incites racism, including Islamophobia, specifically related to statements he had made about Muslim Pakistani grooming gangs. The remarks were not recent, however, but had come from a pamphlet he had written for civil society think tank Civitas in 2016. In his defense this week, founder of counter-extremism think tank Quilliam, Majid Nawaz, said, "I'm used to being hounded by factional loudmouths who claim to speak for the people but instead monopolize discourse for their sectarian far-left, pro-Islamist agenda. Her Majesty's government must resist efforts to marginalize Trevor Phillips, the first Black president of the UK's National Union of Students. These organized and ideological anger merchants seek to discredit every independent thinking liberal BAME voice, no matter how seasoned and experienced, who dares to even question their divisive identitarianism, through a combination of slander, boycott and intimidation. Resist, always," he added. While educational reformer and headmistress of a London free school Catherine Birbalsingh said, "The demands were shocking but predictable. Black man doesn't say what a good black boy should say. He doesn't normally wallow in victimhood. And they want to kick him out just for being who he is. Deeply offensive," Ms. Birbalsingh added.